Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, horny. Listen, did you have a good weekend? Did you have a great Father's Day and Juneteenth? Well, honey, I sure enough did. I really did. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Steve Gum, I'm telling you, he's back in town, and he just put so much work on me. I am telling you, he is treating me like a Hebrew slave, honey. I had a ball, honey. I mean, I was doing everything around here the whole weekend. Now, he's the father. He's the father. Father's Day, you know, on the 19th was Sunday, and he putting all his work on me and everything. Now, y'all know I'm kidding. I am just kidding. Listen, it's Tuesday, baby. French toast Tuesday, baby. It is freaking toast Tuesday. Listen. It is June the 21st, 2022, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. I'm going to talk about them in a minute, but they are the hardest working team on the planet. Yes, they are. They really are. They are based in East and West Africa, Kenya. Do have members in the UK and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patori. This show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two Gumba Rum flavors. One is infused with vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, infused with vanilla. And we also have Gumba Silver, which is infused with natural coconut, baby. Listen, and it is smooth, wicked smooth, baby. It is smoother than my chocolate skin, honey. Kiss me all over and put some sugar on me. Yes, indeed. Let me tell y'all something. It's a special showcase on today. Woo! Got some hot music for you. The Antenna Tribe. Yes. Light Whales. Y'all heard me, right? The Antenna Tribe. Stop looking at me. Listen. See, let me tell y'all something. Studio B just loves to hang out in studio. Hey, I don't know what's the problem. Sat down, Magoo. Sat down. Every time I start playing this music, you know, I'm getting playing, and Miss Magoo just cuts up. Sat down. Listen. Milo, get off my ceiling fan. And listen, Gizmo, stop knocking on my door. You cannot come in the internet booth. I'm telling y'all, I don't know what's going on with these people. So listen, today is a special musical showcase and musical salute. The Antenna Tribe, they got a heart song. Woo, yes, they do. Two hearts. It is just fabulous. And Light Whales. I don't know if I ever heard of a light whale. L-I-G-H-T, light whales. Do y'all know any light whales around here? Could you Google any light whales? Oh, that's all right. Just forget about it. It's a music group, y'all. So listen, I ain't talking about no light whale for real. So listen. And also, Most High School. I almost said the best Most High School. Listen, I'm around here doing everything. Listen, y'all. Listen. Special musical salute. But I have a word from my sponsors. Take a listen to this. Not Will. Magoo, not Will. I said wives.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Listen, y'all, visit the Wise Insurance Group, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Now, listen, it's about mortgage protection. Woo, Lord, I could tell y'all something in the story. I could pretty much write a book about mortgage protection. You know, and when I'm not protecting my own mortgage, I'm protecting somebody else's. What is up with that? You know, people need to understand their mortgage need protection, you know, because things can happen. So, listen, y'all, understand me. It is thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Be wise. So listen, Be wise and visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Once again, my
Your
sponsor.
Home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Y'all heard him right. A family's largest asset can be a mortgage, can be a mortgage. Listen, y'all, my friend really needs some mortgage protection. I'm telling you, now this is, I tell y'all, mama always got a life lesson. I tell you, mama done been through some stuff. Listen, I done been to hell a couple of times. I done been through high water. I done touched heaven. You know what I mean? I done swam the canal and everything. Listen, let me tell y'all something. My friend really needs some mortgage protection. He really do. Let me tell y'all something. He got this big old, oh, Lord Jesus. I almost laughed just talking about it. He got this big old huge house. Now I'm going to start playing the music. He got this big old huge house. I say, now this is just something else to behold. The house is empty. Now it's huge. You can put three families in there, and these one families will run into one another. My point is this. He got all this money and poured into this house. Now, listen here. The house was paid off. I almost lost my mind when the man told me this. I'm thinking, you know, he just got the house and everything. He said, I'm going to come show you the house because I'm finished fixing it up. I said, well, okay. So we go, who's over there? I'm going to get into music. Y'all stay with the story. I'm talking about mortgage protection. Stay with the story. So listen, I'm thinking he just bought this house, right? So we go, I gets over there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So listen, it's three levels, which is, you know, not a big deal. I'm used to big houses. So anyway, it's three levels up. So we goes up and everything, and he's telling me the story about the house, and he rented it out once before, and he's telling me, then he starts telling me about the mortgage problems. I'm like, oh, so the mortgage is over $2,000, right? Over two grand. And so listen, I said, well, how long you done had? He done had the house over 20 years. Let me tell y'all, he done had it over 20 years. So this is what he did, which I don't know why. He went and got a second mortgage. The house was paid off, and he went and got another mortgage to fix the house up, to rent it out. I said, what kind of crazy fool are you? I said, now, if you do it like that, you need to do a whole different way. He said, I don't do it that way. Yada, yada. So long story short, he need mortgage protection. Now, listen, he just about close to 60. If you ain't learned how to protect your mortgage and all these years, I don't know. I just really don't know. Don't know. So listen, I'm like, this is just the most craziest thing I ever witnessed in my life. So listen, I'm going to have to tell him about mortgage protection. So listen, I got some hot music for you. This one now is too hard. I love this song. Let me dial it back. Now the group is the Antenna Tribe. I love the song. Check it out. Too hard, baby. Too hard.
All my life after this boy. No music in the sky, so far from song that explodes in the most beautiful tune. I'm humming with you.
Tribe, two hearts. Name of the song was Two Hearts. Listen, y'all, I really enjoyed that. I felt like I was in a whole different galaxy. You know, it's the first time I listened to a song. I felt like it took me to a whole different galaxy. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? The music was so good, it just kind of translates you open to a whole nother world. It's just like the sound and the beat, you know, it was just awesome, and her voice is just amazing. You know, I felt like, now I want to put it this way, I feel like the song would be awesome in a light show. You know, I've never said that to any artist, never said that to any band ever. But that particular song, Two Hearts, you can really put on an awesome light show. But, I mean, 4th of July is coming up pretty shortly. You could play that song and put on a fireworks show, a light show. I am telling you, it would be so out of sight. And, you know, we have the planetarium, and they have the other God, I haven't been there since I was a kid. You know where you sit back? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Where you sit back and they play the little music and you're looking at the galaxy all up on the ceiling. That would be the bomb. You know, I'm telling you. So listen, that's Two Hearts, Two Hearts. I love that song. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I have another word from my sponsor.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, that's thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Leave your family a deed. Do not leave your family debt. Don't do that. I told y'all. Now, I got the kind of family. If you do that, we're going to throw you. I'm going to personally throw you in Lake Michigan. I'm going to throw your body. So we're going to have the memorial service and everything. You ain't going to get no casket. Uh-uh, none of that. None of that. So listen. If you lead a family with all these bills and all this whatnot, no. Don't expect to be put in no casket, none of that. I'm going to lay you right out on the floor. So how about that? It's going to be a memorial service. You're going to be laid out on the floor, and I'm just going to put a little sheet, a white sheet over you, you know, leave your face out. That's on the cheap. You know, that's a service on the cheap. You know what I mean? And then once everything is complete and finished, I'm just going to take you all over to Lake Michigan and put you right in Lake Michigan. You know, plastic. priceless. Just priceless. No caution, nothing. Very affordable. Very affordable. And what's the sense of having a funeral home? I'm going to put the body right in my trunk. You know, I got a trunk. You know, just take the car, lift up the trunk, put your body in the trunk. You know, and that's it. That's it. So listen. So y'all best be trying to leave your family a deed and not debt. I'm telling you. I am telling you. You know, y'all ought to get tired of that kind of business. You know what I'm saying? Let's graduate. Y'all, let's graduate and elevate to another level. So leave your family a deed. Don't leave them no debt. I'm telling y'all what's to go. Heaven truth. Okay, so listen. I got some more music for you. It is Light Whales. Light Whales. Okay. This song is The Cave. The Cave. Swimming to the cave, baby.
Here, round sky reshapes forever. Let's meet two new friends who like paying nights. Yeah, my friends, the star of ambitions of things that I will never imagine. Phrases like free to kiss in case we'd fallen guys. Jealous of girls and stars in green screen through the night. Never I know whose sky falls and then we'll be together again. Gather your emptiness. Together we fall, I guess. But we used to learn.
Another one for y'all. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready? Sit down, sit down. I know y'all gets excited. This is Southern Light, Southern Light. Take a listen.
Back again, say what? Back again, say what? Back again, say what? Back again, say what? I
Lightwells. Up next is Most High School. Now, y'all, check this out. This is Most High School. And then I got one by the Shallows. 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 S-H-A-L-L-O-W-Z. Okay, now this is the peanut butter song. Peanut butter. Y'all know I love me some peanut butter. So this is by the Most High School. This is Peanut Butter Chocolate. Peanut Butter Chocolate. And sororities, well, you know, some sororities, that's they call, that's they maiden call. That's on the real. So anyway, let me tell you something. I really did like that song, Peanut Butter Chocolate. Peanut Butter Chocolate. I got a friend now. This is a true story. This is a true story talking about peanut butter. It kind of reminds me of my friend, my good old friend Joe. Now, this is a, you know, a true story. I ain't making this up. My good old friend Joe, he's a veteran. He's a vet. Now, listen, Oh, Joe, he had a real problem. He had a real problem with his drinking. Now, this is true. This is some time ago. Joe had a problem with his drinking. He was a vet. He served in I don't know which war it was. He told me back then. But I forgot which one it was. He really did. He served in a war. And he really had a problem drinking because he kept, you know, he had really bad anxiety, and he just couldn't get over it. And so I was like, wow, make you feel bad for him. You know what I mean? So anyway, and I said, tell my dad, I was talking to him. I said, man, why you treat so much? And see, what's the matter? I'm always trying to help somebody, right? He said, well, it kills the pain. I'm like, Jesus. He said, it kills the pain. But, you know, that really ain't the answer. I'm making a story here. Stay with the story. So listen, one dad goes down to his house and everything. He's having breakfast. He likes to have oatmeal for breakfast. He would have oatmeal for breakfast all the time. And so I go there and say, you want some breakfast? And I say, no, I don't want no breakfast. No. So he was having his oatmeal and a jar of peanut butter on the table. I'm like, what is he going to do with the peanut butter? He takes the peanut butter and dumps it down in his oatmeal. I'm like, ew. He said, oh, it's really, really good. It's peanut butter oatmeal, peanut butter. So listen, y'all, whatever your flavor, we know peanut butter and chocolate goes together, right? But now peanut butter and oatmeal? No, I might as well smash Milo and Gizmo together and call them peanut butter oatmeal. But I ain't going to do that. They're the babies. They little, you know, pretty little puppy dogs, Pomeranians. But I wouldn't do that. They're so sweet. They was barking at me to death. They just love me. Anyway, I'm going to tell y'all a story about being a dog whisperer. Y'all stop laughing. Why y'all stop laughing? I'm telling the truth. Did you know people, it's a real thing. It's a real true thing being a dog whisperer. So Milo tried to talk to me today. So anyway, I'll talk about that next time. Listen, I got another song for y'all by the Shallows. It is I Don't Give a Damn. I don't give a damn what y'all think. I'm going to tell y'all about dog whisperers. It's a true thing. I help somebody. Listen. I guess I'm going to tell a story right now. Then I'm going to play the song, I Don't Give a Damn. Listen, when I first got on radio, now this is the goddamn truth. This is a true story. I love to entertain, but this is really the goddamn truth. Way back in 2007, when I first started doing this show, it was WSF Radio. And the lady that owns everything, you know, she owns everything. So anyway, she real sweet. She was talking to me about her dog. She had just got this dog. Now, this is the honest God truth. I know y'all probably think I'm crazy with the story. But listen, she had just got this dog, and she was having problems with the dog. Now, listen. I ain't no trained veterinarian. Okay, let's get that out there. She was having problems with the dog. Now, mind you, this woman lived in a whole other state. I was in Chicago. And so she would tell me on the telephone what was wrong with the dog. And I says, you know, it sounds like the dog has anxiety. I really did. I said, dog has anxiety. And I said, did you get him from a shelter or something like that? And so she says, how would you know that? And I said, well, because it's just like that. Just like that. Gifts just work like that. It don't matter if you're a person or a dog, whatever. And she said, what? She said, this dog won't stop doing this. And I said, okay. I said, well, I told him what to do. But anyway, he got better. Sweet little thing got better. Now, listen, I don't give a damn what y'all think, but it's the honest God true story. All right, so this is I Don't Give a Damn.
Green hair, colored jeans with holes there. Know that I don't give a damn. New car, new shoes, fancy things that I don't use. Know that I don't give a damn. Call me out if you must. I couldn't care less for the fuss. There's no one here I need to please. Bite your tongue, shut your mouth. Controlling words, they have no crowd. If you don't like it, you can leave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't need give a damn if you don't like me for who I am. Waste your hate on a better man. girls in love. Young boy big and dressed up. Know that I don't give a damn. Got a gun on my hip, smoky blunt between my lips. Know that I don't give a damn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even give a damn. You don't like me for who I am. Go waste your hate on a better man. Waste your hate on a better man.
Hang out with them in the bar. Y'all, I'm going to have to go. Just drive on up to Virginia. Drive on. No, well, not drive. I have to take a plane because y'all know them road trips is really something. Now, if I had a camper RV, yeah, that'd be cool. I'd be down for that. I'd be down. Listen, and see, I'm the kind of girl, let me tell y'all something. I'm pretty much out of town, pretty much out of town. Mama is a different kind of person. I ain't like most people. So I'm the kind of person, if I'm going to drive, now, I would do that. I would drive up to Virginia. In a camp or RV or what have you. You know, and I would take my friends with me. I wouldn't go by myself. I'd take my friend. I'd say, hey, road trip. Who wants to go to Virginia? Road trip. I sure would. I'd say, come on, I got room for y'all. Come on, get on in. You know, I got some potato chips. You know, got some hot dogs, bologna sandwiches. You know, I bring them some fried bologna sandwiches. I cook them some fried bologna sandwiches. They'll get to eat real good. I'll give them some Cheetos, hot sauce. I sure will. I would take them all the way up to Virginia, and I tell them we'll get up there in that bar. We'd fry some chicken and everything. We'd fry some chicken. We'd have some piglets, some pigtails and everything, some hallmark. We have a really old good time. So listen, y'all, I am out of time, and I got to get them up out. It's been a stone cold blast, y'all. Y'all remember that song, Two Hearts? Now, y'all put on that show. Put on your light show and your fireworks and everything for the 4th of July, and y'all just tell me where you at, and I'll come on see you too. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of
you motivated.